Forecast selection process. Exhibit 3-26 provides an overview of the various forecasting techniques discussed in this course. The major split is between qualitative forecasting, which uses judgment and expertise, and quantitative forecasting, which uses mathematics. These methods can be used individually or sometimes in combination, such as using quantitative forecasting but adjusting the results qualitatively. Exhibit 3-26, Forecasting Techniques. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these two major forecasting types in part as follows. Qualitative forecasting techniques, an approach to forecasting that is based on intuitive or judgmental evaluation. It is used generally when data is scarce, not available, or no longer relevant. Common types of qualitative techniques include personal insight, sales force estimates, panel consensus, market research, visionary forecasting, and the Delphi method. Examples include developing long-range projections and new product introductions. C. Historical analogy, jury of executive opinion. Quantitative forecasting techniques. An approach to forecasting in which historical demand data is used to project future demand. Extrinsic and intrinsic techniques are typically used. C. Extrinsic forecasting method. Intrinsic forecast method. So how does one choose the best forecast method? The choice of forecasting method should consider the degree to which the available data are complete versus incomplete, and the degree of stability in the data. Complete versus incomplete data. If all the required sales data for a particular item as well as the causal variables are available, then the data are considered complete. Incomplete data would have limited, or even an absence of, sales data for a particular product, or would not have the causal variables identified. Stable versus unstable data. Stable data have a distinct pattern such as seasonality or trends. There's a randomness and no distinct pattern to unstable data. Exhibit 3-27 shows the selection variables and plots where various types of forecasts are a good fit. These types of forecasts are discussed elsewhere in this course. Changes in production environment or distribution strategy and so on can alter which type of forecast is a good fit. For example, in the event that an organization changes from a centralized push distribution system to a decentralized demand pull distribution system, the best choices may migrate from the lower left or lower right quadrant to the upper right, making the regression techniques more appropriate. Exhibit 3-27. Two variable selection criteria. A best practice is for an organization to look at all its product offerings and individually categorize them according to these key variables. In order to find the most accurate forecasting method, the products and the organization's goals and constraints should be taken into account.